Workers who risk their lives in West Virginia's mines are part of the energy economy. President Obama wants to remake that economy. He favors a plan to encourage more energy alternatives. And a bill to do that is now stuck in the Senate. The bill had a Republican sponsor, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham. That seemed to give it at least a chance of passing. Now Graham says he will withdraw his support. He's unhappy that Democrats are taking up an unrelated bill on immigration first. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The climate and energy bill that passed the House of Representatives last year did so with the barest of margins. So supporters in the Senate spent months sweetening their version to win over skeptics. Eileen Clawson directs the Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
There are provisions for offshore drilling with revenue sharing. There are provisions for loan guarantees, I think, for another 10 nuclear plants. That was not in the House bill. You can argue they're legitimate in themselves, but they're also an attempt to make this more positive, to get moderate Democrats to want to do this and Republicans.
But Clawson says the bill still needs at least some GOP support.
If Senator Graham is gone and actually does not reemerge here, it makes it very, very difficult to get anything done.
Even if Graham comes back on board, the bill is spiked with potential deal killers. One early version included a fee on oil that's refined for gasoline. That quickly earned the politically radioactive label of a gas tax and sent bill supporters into denial. And the bill would raise energy prices, even as the government returned some of the revenue raised from polluters to energy consumers. Some of the sweeteners have embittered environmental groups that otherwise support the measure. One section pushes the Environmental Protection Agency out of the carbon regulation business, a role the EPA asserted it legally had last year. The bill also overrules emissions limits already set in place by states, such as California and several northeastern states. Many business groups have also pinned their hopes on this climate bill. Tom Kuhn is president of the Edison Electric Institute, which represents utility companies. Kuhn says the bill at least gives businesses a roadmap of the future before they build new power plants.
We all know that there is an objective to move to lower carbon fuels in the future, and it is extremely important for us when we're making billions of dollars worth of investments to have the certainty.
Others in business see profits rather than pain in the bill. Kate Offringa with the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association says the bill contains language that could be good for her members.
For one thing, a provision that would require building codes at the state and local level to increase their energy efficiency requirements over a short time frame.
Buildings consume 40% of the energy used in the U.S., more than all the nation's cars and trucks. More efficient buildings means more insulation. The bill's co-author and lead supporter in the Senate, Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts, says the bill is the last chance this year for climate legislation. Supporters already are talking about another try in 2011 if this dies now, either that or breaking the bill up into easily digestible parts and settling for half or less of a loaf. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.